Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Daynamics show, where we offer resources to remind you to align with your own well-being every day. I'm Mariana, and I am so grateful that you have tuned in. Our show today is an unscripted, impromptu, unpredictable, off-the-cuff recording titled Finding Your Balance in Life. Now, this will make you become more mindful of the topic of balance in general. And I think that balance is a good thing sometimes. I know we all go from one extreme to the other, and that's okay, but sometimes just having the balance is great. So, question for our listeners. Have you, or do you more so, have balance? You may have balance in some things and not others, but do you feel like you have balance overall in your life? Now, the answer again to that may be, yeah, I've balance in this, but I'm not feeling balance in that. Or in this part of my life, I feel great balance, but I don't in others. This, I don't want to have balance, but in this I do. So that answer could be very different, but how would you answer that? Do you have balance in your life? Now, sometimes we do find that we go to the dictionary just to, and not even just one dictionary. Like, there's the paper dictionary and then the different versions of the online dictionary. And then whether you're using it as the word as a noun or a pronoun or an adjective or however you're using that word. But when we did go to the word balance online, it just mentioned the mental steadiness or emotional stability, a habit of calm behavior. Now, although it's not the full definition, it does serve sort of what we're going to be chatting about today. Now, if anything, we just find that going to find sort of the root definition of how in general society is using a certain word, but then we all have our own perceptions as well as to how we're using a certain word in our life. And sometimes even the clarity of a definition goes, wow, I've been using that word maybe in the wrong context or the wrong way or the just not what it really means, but what I've just been taught that it means. So again, just do your research, do your own education as to what balance means and what actually you want it to mean for you that serves for you. You will hear the word what serves you a lot in our verbiage, because really we're only offering resources. There's not just one way to do anything. And there's not, if someone just says, yeah, this is the only way. No, really, it's not the only way. It's maybe the best way. And the best way for who? For the person that's teaching it to you, that created it, or what is your take on it is really the important thing. What do you feel good about the definition of balance and anything else really in your life? So let's sort of move on to the things that you may have found that get you out of balance. So there's a whole bunch of factors that can disrupt your equilibrium. That could be from internal thoughts or interactions with others or external circumstances or communications or what you're reading or what you're watching on TV or what you're hearing. And they certainly can trigger you. And when you're triggered, then you know what that feels like for a lot of you. You might call it something different, but you know what being triggered is. It just means that you are now not in your calm. You're not in your balance. You're not in your right emotional frame of mind. You are just not feeling your well-being in general. So sometimes you may not be able to understand like how to handle a situation that throws you off of your balance. And in such moments, you know, it's just essential to question what purpose maybe this imbalance is serving. Maybe in the moment, like when you're in an interaction and your balance is like, and you want to react instead of just stopping for a second and really like, where's my balance in this? Before just responding to something that could be verbally in front of someone or through an email or through whatever you're writing or whatever it might be, you know the circumstance. It's just like, how is this question and what's the purpose of the imbalance and what it's serving? So maybe that means what it's serving is that you're not fully aligned with being in balance about a certain subject. And even if you are uncertain about the balance and you're out of balance right now, like deep down, you'll likely know that your desire is to feel good. Your desire is to not only find ease, but to be ease and to regain that stability amongst the contrast, amongst the turmoil, amongst the circumstance. That sort of, I mean, you know what gets you out of balance. I think we all know what gets us out of balance. One of the things that gets me out of balance is noise. And if anyone can relate, it's like the noise, it could be anything from my husband snoring to my cat meowing to my dogs barking to just peripheral noise to something being too loud. Now, that's a little bit of my stuff and that gets me out of balance because what it does is it, because it's either consistent or it's loud, it gets my attention. And what you focus on will expand. They always say like, where your attention goes, the energy flows, the attention, and then it becomes a little bit disruptive to me. And I need to be the fixer and try to fix it right away or do something because I know that it sort of grates on me. So you know what your getting out of balance thing, the things that might do that for you. It might be just a quick conversation with someone. It could be a person. It could be a family member. It could be a circumstance, an event. You know what it is that gets you out of balance. And you know what you want to have, I'm sure, most of the time. Some people do like the drama and like staying out of balance. And because there's that, you know, those big highs and the little, and then the lows and then the high and lows and the drama and everything's a drama. And if that serves them and that's what works for them to make their life more exciting and balanced, then great. No one's here to judge, just choices along the way. So unbalanced to a balance really does always start from within. No matter what we say or do in any of our recordings, it always starts from within because no one can think your thoughts. No one can say your verbiage. No one really truly knows how you feel. I mean, they can relate to all of this stuff, but you have this unique within guidance and this unique within your life that you know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Sometimes you might not be able to change your circumstance right away, but you can find your balance. And it usually is one thought at a time. Like we've recorded before and blogged around, you know, a mantra or a saying or an affirmative knowing. You know, whatever that saying or whatever that word or whatever it is that makes you stop in that moment and just go, hey, I am, you know, I'm conscious about this now. I'm aware of this now and I can change it right in this moment because the present moment is always where you have the most power. It's actually funny because it's an off-the-cuff recording and then I told you about noise and all of a sudden the air conditioning pops on. So I ended up stopping the recording just for a few minutes while it went through its cycle, which I appreciate the air conditioning being on and keeping us cool, but it's funny how the law of attraction works. What you focus on, you know, will grow. What your attention, where your attention is, your energy will flow. And all those sayings, I just manifested it right in the middle of this recording. that goes to show what you're focused on will manifest, even if it's annoying to you, and get you out of your balance. So back into the balance. Let's use as an example, it's like, how can I tell a new story around the air conditioning? Well, I started to initially, it's just like, it got me out of balance because I'm in the middle of this recording, wanting to finish it and, you know, trusting that it wouldn't come on, but it did. And then it's that noise. Not only does it affect the recording, but it also, it is so loud where I am recording that I have to stop whatever I'm doing. So what I ended up saying is I just stopped the recording. I didn't continue to do it. I just stopped and went, okay, allow this to go through its cycle instead of going and turning the heat up, you know, or turning up the thermostat for it to shut off. Just let it go through its cycle. And I would just like to have quiet. I would like to be able to get through this. That's my new story, that it is in fact helping the house stay cool and telling that new story. So then I could just like take my deep breaths, do some calming, and just go, okay, let's find the balance in this again. Perfect example. What I did come out of that is I can't change it. You know, when the air conditioning wants to go through its cycle, it's going to go through its cycle. It's on its own path. And that's the same for people. You can't change anyone else either. But what you can change is finding your balance in any circumstance. Respect what, whether it's a person or a thing or whatever, it's just doing its cycle. I had to be very aware, though, in the moment, and aware thinking can take some time to get used to, because sometimes we're just used to thinking a certain way or expecting certain results or having certain patterns running. And again, it's just a habit, you know, so my habit would just get mad. You know, mad that the air conditioning came on while I'm doing this recording. So, you know, funny as small as that, but giving that gets me out of my balance. And again, you know what gets you out of your balance and how is it that you can be balanced again within it. The aware thinking means that you can understand this imbalances in your life and that, you know, what do you want to do about it? You know, it's an opportunity really to find a way in which you can find the balance in it and be more of you and your dynamic self within it. Focusing on what is does not always help you or anyone else involved get to that balance, unless it's something that is balancing you. So it goes both ways. And it's okay to embrace the idea that being out of balance is okay. You know, it's just, you have the strength and the navigate to go through both balanced and unbalanced times in your life, phases, times, situations, experiences. And that's okay, because everything is in motion. It's transient and it will pass. This too shall pass. If you're staying resilient and knowing what your intention is about something and just trusting your intuition to guide you towards what feels right for you, then you know what your balance is and how to make that balance. And that could change over time. That could evolve over time. Let's now talk about what can you do right now to feel more in balance. Like, it's a take-home tool for us, we call it, in choosing to focus on balance. And because we say choosing, because everything is a choice on some level, whether you're conscious of it or not, you're choosing something. Choosing balance and wanting to feel good within whatever the balance is, then that's a good first start. So choosing that, intending that, prepaving that, making it a priority for balance when you wake up or throughout your day, all these little things will help you get and stay in the balance that you want. We often take like the mini mental vacations as well. Like, we just escape from the unbalance. Like, we, whether we go for a 1 minute meditation or some breathing exercises or like a walk in nature, stopping to go pet your pet, whether it is about listening to some good music, whatever it is, we just take these little mental mini vacations to bring the balance back in. And again, you will know what that is for you, because everyone finds balance in different ways, and no one again can tell you what is right for you. You will know what is right. But if you don't know what your balance is, just consider what makes you feel good at any given time. Like, I know parts of my family and what their balance is. Like, I know my brother's balance is absolutely music. And I know my sister's balance is being around her grandkids. That's just one. I mean, many things, obviously, but, you know, that just brings them absolutely like joy in the moment and the balance that they need. And the balance for me, it seems like I can find many of them. I can go out for a walk in nature. I can listen to some music that I'm in the mood for at that time. I can do a recording like this. This will help me find my balance more, because I'm getting out what I'm going through. And over time that we've been doing this, we're understanding that other people do find value and relate. And thank you for all of those that send support and what you'd like us to do next and stuff. So please do that if you haven't already. And that can really resonate, that you feel like you're not alone, that there is someone else going through this. And so that's one of the reasons too, is why we offer these resources, is that for you to know that you are not alone, that there are others that may feel or think or be or do or whatever, what you're going through in this moment, and that it is okay. The other thing that I do is I go, like we've spoke about previously in this recording, is I go to a knowing affirmation statement or a mantra. And it is so important that your self-talk and your own thoughts reflect what you're wanting to bring more of in your life, like the mantras, like the knowing affirmations, like the affirmative statements, like whatever that is that you can stop, like stop imbalance and go to balance. Things like even a statement such as, I choose to find my balance in this situation. I'm open to finding my balance, or I be balance, or I am willing to change my imbalance to balance. I mean, that is a mantra, something you say over and over, that go-to statement that, you know, turns things around quickly, that brings your awareness, brings it to the consciousness right now. So the present moment of where you know where your power is. And sometimes saying I am something doesn't always feel right in the moment. Like saying I am balanced when you don't feel balanced does not help you at all. But when you are willing to change your imbalance to feel balance, you are open to finding ways to be more balanced, then that always works better. So I just, as we're closing up here, my final thoughts on these is just find whatever works for your balance, whatever balance means to you. Again, we've given you take-home tools, we've given you the definition, we've given you examples here, and there has to be a way in which you can find your balance. And sometimes there are gifts of being unbalanced, because it'll really help you understand what you want instead and what else is possible for you in a certain situation or a circumstance or an event. So just finding balance overall is what I would invite you to find if you're not feeling good about something. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. We have lots of great shows coming up and lots of great past recordings. So we invite you to subscribe or leave a review on your favorite platform. And if you're aligning with this information, then like and share, like I said, and then and share in whatever way you find that other people will find value and find to stay aligned with their own well-being every day. We invite you to go to our website, dynamicshow.info or dynamicseries.com, and you'll find great resources and products there. Oh, and I always have to just let you know that all materials are copyrighted and are for informational purposes only. So until we meet again, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and make it a dynamic day. Bye for now.